Okay, so now we're going to overcome approach anxiety. First of all, what is approach anxiety? Well, it's a naturally programmed pattern of behavior and belief in most men that stops us from walking up and talking to beautiful women. Okay, it's very simple. It's something that's been programmed in since who knows when. A lot of people say it's something that's been programmed to us from by our biology back from a time when if we were to be rejected by any person in the tribe, it could mean that we were being banished from the tribe completely. And that's the worst kind of fate. It's even more scary than death to most people. This is why we have this fear of talking in public, because talking in public exposes you to possible humiliation and being ostracized or being cast out of the tribe if you said something stupid, right? I know it sounds illogical when I say it like that, but really on a gut level, that's what we're feeling emotionally. And our emotions are very closely tied to our gut instincts and the way we behave around people. So you can't ignore it. So approach anxiety will hit you. When you see that beautiful woman across the store there and you want to go over and talk to her, you're going to be hit with this overwhelming sensation. It could form as nausea in your stomach. It could be your muscles tighten up. It could be you get a little dizzy. It could be your eyes water or you start to feel a little bit woozy or, you know, any number of physical symptoms, but it will manifest itself as physical symptoms. Just recognize that. Here's what you can do. First of all, you shouldn't tighten up your fists. What I want you to do is I want you to touch your thumb to the tips of your first two fingers. Okay, that'll keep your hands from doing anything nervous or twitchy, and it'll give you something kind of grounding, a sensation that you can fall into and not worry about. Then I want you to throw your shoulders back because that's going to help you take on a confident physique. Your physique is inextricably entwined with your overall attitude. In other words, your body language actually can influence how you feel on the inside. So throw your shoulders back, bring your chin up a little bit, inhale deep into your stomach several times, very slowly though, not fast. We don't want to hyperventilate here, okay? That's how you get yourself physically prepared. Now, do you walk over and just talk to her? Well, you could if you were warmed up. It's just like any other exercise you do out there. You can't just run in and start playing the game, right? You see football players, they know how to warm up, get ready to go so they can avoid injuries. Same thing is true for us. Guys that go out there and approach have to do a little bit of warming up. Here's my three-step method. Very easy, very, very quick and easy to follow. Number one is you should go out and warm yourself up by talking to some hired guns. Hired guns are the people that work at stores, okay? Specifically, attractive women that work at stores. This is why it's great to go to a mall and just flirt with the women that work in these stores. You go in and you say you're looking to buy something for your sister or for your mom or for somebody in your family, and they will help you out. They want to help you because here you are, this clueless guy in the store, and they will want to help you. Hired guns are a great way to warm up because, let me tell you this, they have to help you. They have to react positively to you. They can't reject you. It's their job, okay? And they will be much more open to you, okay? That's just the way it is. So number one is to go out and start talking to some of those hired guns, people that work at the places that you go to. Or even, you know, if you're going out to a bar one night, make sure you're making friends with the female bartenders or the female wait staff. They should be on your side right off the bat. It lends this feeling of comfort in the environment because you want to feel like wherever you go, it's just like your living room, okay? You have to have that level of confidence and comfort that you would have sitting in your own living room. What if there was a beautiful woman in your living room, right? You were having a party and there was this beautiful woman there. Would you have as much of a difficult time going over and talking to her than if she was out in some crazy, wild, loud bar somewhere? Probably not, because it's your turf. It's your home turf, man. You can handle it, right? So hired guns, great way to do this. And it has that side effect of making you very comfortable in what might otherwise be an uncomfortable environment. Step number two in this method is the complimentary gift. Put yourself into a giving mode. I want you to go out and I want you to give compliments to people. You can give them to women. You can give them to men. Give them specifically to people that you really don't have any interest in. Give them specifically to people you don't have any interest in. Now, why would I say that? Because this is a very important distinction. Most guys will only approach and talk to women that they're interested in. And what they do is they set up these two different situations in their head. There's the women they would talk to and they want to have sex with, and there's all the other women. And all the other women, oh, they're easy to talk to. I can walk up and talk to them all day long, but I never do. So what I do is I set up this situation where I feel an immediate tightening in my gut when I see a woman that's attractive because now it suddenly matters more than any other time. But the fact of the matter is, I haven't been approaching anybody else any other time, right? We tell ourselves that it would be easy to talk to the woman that's a little bit overweight or that older woman that works at the cash register at the Safeway or the grocery store that we go to. But the fact of the matter is that we need to be practicing all the time. Approaching women is a 24/7 habit for you. It's your life. It's your lifestyle. And when it's your lifestyle, it's actually easy to do all the time. You don't just turn off this thing called approaching women. If you think that way, you're going to make it much more difficult for yourself. So go and start giving out compliments to women. The more women you talk to, the better. Okay, because we are gift givers. We want to get ourselves in that mode of giving all the time. The more you give to women, you're going to find the more positively they will respond to you. Now, you don't give compliments in the way that says, I'm complimenting you so that you will give me your phone number. Okay, because that's give to get. And when we become transactional like that, women sense it and they pull away because they sense you have an agenda. An agenda is the worst thing to have when you're approaching women because they can sense it right off the bat. So get that agenda out of there. You don't need to get anything from her. The more you don't need to get anything from her, the more you will get from her. That's just the irony of this whole situation. Okay, so you got to let go of this need for an outcome or to get something from her. Now, step number three comes in when you're finally tired of walking away empty-handed and you're ready to move on. In other words, you've basically gotten bored with just talking to everybody and you're ready to start maybe moving it a little bit further. That's the best point when you feel like there's this positive tension that pulls you into wanting to have a longer conversation. All right. So step number two was giving a compliment, you know, walking up to a woman and saying something really nice like, wow, you know what? I just noticed those shoes you've got are fantastic. My sister would just love a pair like that. And you just walk away and that's it. You give and you walk away and you let it be that. And you're going to be amazed because women will actually grab you and stop you from, you know, walking away from these conversations. But just pay her a quick compliment. Very sincere. It has to be heartfelt. It cannot be fake. Give that to her and walk away. It's like you handed her something, a little gift, and you walked away. Okay. The walk away part is important because then you don't get hung up on, will I be rejected? You're not going to let yourself be rejected. You're going to actually eject from the situation before she has a chance to. And believe me, what woman would not want that? She loves the flattery of a guy walking up and talking to her, especially one that knows how to say something that makes her feel good. You'll make her day. And that feeling alone gives you a positive reinforcement to walk away from. So step number three then becomes bridging that to a conversation. When you're finally tired of, you know, walking away empty-handed and you want to finally make this conversation go somewhere, you can stick around a little bit. Give her that compliment, but then bridge it into a real conversation with her. You know, you could ask her a question. Wow, those shoes, those are great. My sister would love a pair like that. Where did you get those? And she'll tell you, she'll give you, you know, the place where she went to, maybe some crazy little shop down in downtown San Francisco where she found them. And you can say, wow, that's pretty cool. Wow. All right. Thanks a lot. And you walk away. Okay. Because maybe you don't have enough energy or enough stored up conversation to keep that going, or you wouldn't know where to go with it. But the next time, you will. You'll immediately have the sensation of, okay, I keep walking away from these conversations. Now I've got to have something more to say. And you will. It will start to come to you. You'll start to realize how you can bridge from that into another step in the conversation, which is, okay, maybe you finish up with, so where did you get those shoes? And she tells you, and you say, wow, cool. And where is that again? Yeah, you know what? I should go over there and get that because her birthday's coming up. So what are you doing out today? Were you out shopping or did you just buy those shoes today? You know, you can kind of bridge into that a little bit, and she will offer up a certain amount of energy too. Okay. She'll give enough energy to keep the conversation going when she's interested in. Now, I want you to remember something here. This goes back to that inner game and overcoming this approach anxiety. You got to remember your own value going into the conversation. If somebody were to come up to you and say, here, I'm giving you a check that I want you to give to that woman over there. And this check is for $1 million because she's won the lottery. I just want you to go over there and tell her she's won the lottery and give her this check for $1 million. Okay. Now, would you have any problem doing that? No, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? It'd be cool to walk up to somebody and hand them a check and say, guess what? You just won $1 million. You get to be like one of those commercials on TV, you know, where they film them going up to the door and the people go crazy out of their mind. You get to do that to a woman. But here, think about it this way. When you walk up and approach a woman, what you have to give her as a man is worth way more than $1 million. Over the course of the lifetime that you two might be together, think of all the fun times you have. Think of all the experiences, the things that can't even equate to money. They couldn't be bought by money. Does that make more sense now? You have much more than that check to give to her. So you should feel excited about giving that energy, giving that possibility to her of taking part in your cool life. I'm not kidding here, man. You got to think this way, because when you believe that, when you really deep down believe it, and it doesn't take much to believe it, if you can believe that, then you're going to find yourself wanting to talk to women, sharing your value with them. That's what it's all about. Approaching and talking and flirting with women is really as simple as sharing the value that you have to give with her. And you're going to want to do that to every woman that you come in contact with when you realize what a positive reaction they will actually give you. Right now, you're sitting behind this barrier going, oh my God, women aren't going to like that. They're not going to like me. They're not going to be interested in me. They're not going to laugh at me like that. They're not going to think I'm cool. We have this belief system we created that has no evidence whatsoever. It's been totally fabricated in our head, and we got to get it out of there. So remember, man, you can go out there and give her a lottery check that would totally make her day, make her week, make her year, make her lifetime if you really want to. Some of the other things you can do, by the way, to overcome approach anxiety are to do some speed dating events. It's a really good, easy way of overcoming this, oh my God, I got to talk to a woman, because you're basically hustled through and forced to talk to a bunch of women in a very short period of time. And it's actually a blast when you get the hang of it, because you're going to be like, wow, it's not so bad after all. And it gives you a little laboratory to test out things with. And the best part of all, they all have to accept you. They all have to react positively, and they will. They want to. They're there to meet guys. It's so freaking simple. Another exercise is to go online dating. Online dating also gives you a way to kind of abstractly approach women, you know, with an email or with a connection online. It's very easy. You can plan what you're going to say a little bit more. You can think it out, not too much, but you can think it out enough to feel confident. And then you just do it over and over and over again until you get it good. Now, let's talk about, in the next chapter, what to say to women.